Lawyers, lawmakers, about 24 foster families, and others put their heads together this week to discuss what's working and what could be better inside West Virginia's foster care system. The forum was one of a series of listening sessions being hosted across the state by the nonprofit foster agency, the Children's Home Society of West Virginia. The group is compiling policy suggestions ahead of next year's legislative session, where foster care is once again expected to be a top issue. The number of West Virginia children in foster and kinship care has doubled since 2015, largely due to the opioid epidemic. Brandy Davis is the regional director with the Children's Home Society. She says nearly 7,000 kids are currently in the system.
So we wanted to kind of hold this forum just to get everybody together to be able to talk about foster care and adoption and kinship care to make sure that make sure that the people who put bills in place and take care of, certain things that could impact our foster care system later on, really understand what these families need.
Participants praised the hardworking caseworkers and child advocates, but expressed concern over the sometimes burdensome paperwork required from foster families and long wait times for approvals from state DHHR staff for everything ranging from final home visits to approving babysitters.